Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Because laser focus can get you tunnel vision, especially if you're wrong. It's a drawn back, in-depth study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You see, it's a little foxes that spoils the grace when you laser focus, you have blinders on. And if you've been taught wrong, you do wrong. And if you've been programmed wrong, you're programmed wrong, and you would do what wrong called for. It's just the way it is, and the facts of the matter. That's why we implore you to study with us, to get an in-depth study of the Most High, critical analysis, bird's eye view, leaving no stone unturned, no leaf unturned, dotting every I and crossing every T. We feel that it is pertinent that you have a complete study, a full study, not a laser focus, skip to the loose study. Just don't look at that. Don't look at that. Don't look that way. Don't look over there. Just look here, then jump over there, and you'll get to the answer. You can't get the answer to anything if you read out of context. Just keep the focus a lot laser. Drawn back, critical analysis and assessment of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And believe you me, it will have a wondrous effect upon you. You'll say, wow, I didn't know it meant that like that. And it does mean that like that. It's true. Bless his holy name, Yah, the Almighty. My soul, our soul, and all that is within us, we come to study him, to submit ourselves to him, to be humble to him, to get to the bottom of the matter, which is Yah's truth. It's true. And you may be wondering, Yom Su, you made mention of we in your opening comments. Well, the we is Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan. She has a colorful way of explaining the Most High from her perspective, using her personal experience and her observation, using the Most High word as a template and placing it upon that, and could show you where you may be in error. Sister Avia from New York City, she's our gatekeeper, so to speak. She keeps us on point. Sometimes because we're elders, we digress, and we wander off the reservation. She had to bring, no, Yom Suf, you ain't over there, you're over here. Here's where you need to be. And then Cartrell from New York City. See, Cartrell has been studying the Most High, and he's been intently studying the Most High. And he's been intently studying when he was a 14-year-old. And he needs the Most High help. He'll tell you himself. I don't have to tell you. He went to the songs of, y'all call them the songs of our King, and many others left information, detail to help us in our endeavors, our personal endeavors, to see the Most High, who he is, how he is, and what we should be doing in regard to get his safety and approval and protection, and so on and so forth. And Cartrell, just like the previous people that I mentioned, Sister Avia and Sister Yehudi, he loves the Most High. He loves him so much he dedicated his life to the Most High. He dedicated his life to this nation. Not because he's trying to be something special, because none of us are anything special. Because he knows and we know that the Most High is special and the Most High only. We're just supporting actors, spokespersons. So let me introduce them to you. Sister Avia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family. Hell yes. Good to be back. And may the Most High keep continuously blessing us.
Good to have you back, sister. That's true. May he continue to bless us. All right. Now, Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Yehudi, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom and your family. Bless your family, all that you love, your daughter, beautiful daughter, wife, children, all. And your mom. How's your mother?
We're 7 years old and still kicking like that, ever ready, ready. She just keep going and going and going. Praise God.
Well, that's a blessing.
It's true.
You still give her a big, big hug. Even though she might tell you, go.
You better believe it. How you know? You must have got cameras in the house. How you know?
You know, I said, go, boy. You know she knows
yeah.
your man. So
see,
I can't
no, man.
But she, you know she enjoys it.
Yeah, you already know. She just flies and putting on a hit.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, but I'm thankful, grateful, and always for the Most High, 24/7.
Yes, praise the Most High, and I don't mind doing what I do for them. But there's one sticking point, though. My mother loves the scratch-off when she comes from the scratch-off. When she calls, you know, because she likes to scratch-off. I said, Mom, I ain't got no money for that. I said, man, you know, I take care of you to the tunes of X amount of dollars every month. Mm-hmm. If I got some in my pocket, I'd give it to you. But, you know, I ain't fitting that scratch-off. I need to scratch on, okay? A son don't mind breaking bread with his mother, but he don't mind, but he do mind breaking scratch offs with
well, you here. Know what, you the kind of son. You know how to talk to your mom. You tell her that. But my son, either both of them, when they come to approach me about something that I want or something,
right.
they kind of really to say anything to me. They don't know whether they should just go ahead and get it for me and
right.
let me do my thing, or should they say something where I'm going to snap back at them. So either way, that's the choice they have to make.
Exactly. And mamas, and Katri, I tell you, mamas ain't nothing nice. Especially good mamas. They'll snap your head off.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Now, our brother and friend from New York City, Katri, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Yes, bless y'all, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael.
Praise y'all.
Shalom, shalom, family. Most High bless y'all.
Thank you very much.
You hear
same,
that,
for you, bro. Same for you, bro.
Huh?
And the
yes,
same
sir.
For you.
Yes.
Yeah. You heard
my mother was nice.
Huh?
I said my mother was nice to the public.
Mm-hmm.
And she was
good. Yeah, the sergeant.
She was real
got
nice.
Up on his mama, the sergeant.
Yeah.
God, you said, my mom was nice to the public.
Now, listen to this. Since Young Sue met, well, my mom, she
right.
was the type, she was a workaholic. But what she did, she'll say something like, I need you to help me for 15 minutes. I got to put this cake in the oven. I got to blah, blah. I said, okay, Ma, I'll help you.
Right.
You know, I've been in that basement for 2 hours.
That's 15 minutes, an hour, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
15 minutes. You know, mama.
Oh, boy.
Mamas are something else. Especially the mamas that love you. They hardcore. They don't shook and jive. They tell you, my mama used to tell me, right here, you better take an ex-fool's advice. You better stop all that drinking and running around and see. And I'm saying, because I think I know everything. I'm 17. I'm in the Marine Corps. Oh, old lady, you don't know what's going on. You don't know what's happening. I'm down with it. Yeah. When them blue and white lights got me. Now, I said the very same thing to my daughter. You better take an exit.
You know what, though? I had a mother that would remind me of who she was. She had the habit every time she get upset with me or my brother or sister, she had a habit of saying, do you know who I am? I am your mother. I used to say, don't she know that we know that already? No.
So you won't forget that.
Yeah.
That's better than having your mother say, I brought you in this world and I'll take you out.
Oh, man, we must have had the same mama.
Yes,
we must have got the same mama, brother.
Yeah, man.
You must got the same mama.
Expression on my face. I said that to one of my children.
Yeah.
I was like,
I was such a bad boy. Yeah, I was such a bad little boy, Katria, Sister Hootie and Sister Avia. Mama put my head between her legs and get me. But I'd run off somewhere. And she'd have me, my head stuck between her legs, just beating the dog out of me. You know what I mean?
I think all of us had the same mama.
Yeah. Y'all three did. Y'all three. My mother never spanked me.
Oh, Ooh. Avia, just stop it. Avia, just stop it.
You don't know what a backhand slap is, huh?
My head got caught between them legs too, with some switches and even a galloping belt.
Got a spanking, Yamsu, by my mother. I'm the one. All three of y'all got spankings by your mama. I did.
And you better believe it.
I did.
My mama was torturous. My mom would send you out to get your own switch. And they better not be too small. She'll go out and get the tree. Okay? So you had to sit there and torture yourself. What switch you were going to get to whoop you with?
But guess what? Did I tell you a quick story? My mother was giving me a whoop and I ran in the basement. And I ran around the basement. She got tired and gave up.
Mama, they look nice. They don't play nice.
But I tell you what, it was Grandma, the one that got told me to get. And I got, if I got a small switch,
That was the opposite of us, because my mother would tear me up every time I do something wrong. But Grandma, she never laid a hand on me.
Y'all had way decent grandmas then. My grandma snitched me out. She came.
No, my grandmother even took the belt and act like she was spanking, beating me with that belt. And she was hitting the bed. She said, you home. She was hit the bed.
Well, me?
Yeah, she would hit the bed and then she'd tell me, just make some tears come out your eyes and go on out of here.
Well, you had a better grandma than me. Like I said, mine snitched me out. She came to visit us. And I used to, this is my regular routine because that's my house. So everybody sleep, it's time for me to sneak in the kitchen. Get me a sweet potato. So I love sweet, raw sweet potatoes. And that was my daily routine. Grandma has ears like a bat. Grandma, I was getting my daily raw sweet potato. Grandma come in there. Turn the light on, I was like a roach. You know, I couldn't move. She, Grandma, beat the brakes off me. Then she went and told Mama. I guess Mama was tired of it too, because, you know, they didn't really get along. She said, I get it, Mama. Don't worry about it. I get it. Because she knew her kids. I don't think Mama didn't know I was getting that sweet potato. But she know, you know, I was a growing boy. You know, let him get a sweet. He ain't hurt nobody. But Grandma didn't go for the time to that. He beat the brakes off me and then snitched on me. Grandma snitched. Should have gave me some stitches. All right, y'all.
Did y'all hear about, it's been another major shooting in Oklahoma?
Yes, just saw that.
Mm-hmm.
They said 3 to 4 dead now.
How many?
3 to 4.
Okay.
I'm so sick of the United States of America. I'm sick of hearing all that toxicity, because if they wanted to solve the problem, they could have solved it. And they can't solve it. They don't want to solve it. And I just want to get the hell out of the Harlem, so to speak. Because this place ain't going to get no better. Katria, how was your grandmother before we get started?
How was my grandmother? My grandmother left Jamaica when she was 16. She had 26 brothers and sisters. I think somebody ate her curry goat. But she came here at 16. And she was as sweet as you want to be. You would never know. She was more of a disciplinarian than my mother, which is where my mother got her from. But she didn't show that side of her. She was sweet Nana. Nana, we love Nana. But my mother was talking about, you know, I see these children arguing with their mother. We couldn't you suck our teeth and roll our eyes. You roll your eyes and suck your teeth, you was getting a backhand slap. You know, the backhand slap, man. Wow. I didn't even say anything. You just rolled your eye and kept your teeth. And she used to tell us, keep it up. You're going to be picking them chiclets up off the ground and chewing through your gums. Your teeth. I finally figured it out. You're going to be picking up chiclets off the ground and chewing through your gums.
That's
my memory. Mm-hmm.
Your mom will knock your teeth out your mouth. Goddamn.
Picking up some chiclets, the little gum.
I know what you're talking about. We know
what
you're talking
about. Chiclets. You're going to be picking them chitlets up the ground and chewing through your gums, boy.
Oh, that's it.
What? Goddamn. You would think now, since you know the Most High all these years, that you would never like that. You were never a bad boy, but the evidence is there's something else. You were a bad boy.
Nah, I wasn't like you, bro. I wasn't no bad boy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was a bad boy.
Bad boy.
What's he going to do?
What's
he
going to do?
When's mama
coming
for you?
Right. The
streets of New York City.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
The streets of New York City. Yeah. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
All right, y'all. We had some nice talk about mothers and grandmothers and stuff like that. And let's get to know one another, build camaraderie. And I'm happy we spoke about our parents and grandparents. But that being said, let's speak about the most important relationship that we have ever had in our life. And sometimes we've had it and neglected it. And let's restore it. Jeremiah chapter 34.
Yes, juicy. It's a juicy chapter too.
How we treat each other. How we treat each other is treacherous, but we're going to get to that. But first, I warns King Zedekiah in verse 34, chapter 34, verse 1. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Elohim, when King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon and all his army, all the kings of the earth under his dominion, and all the people fought against Jerusalem, and all his cities, saying, thus says the Elohim Yah of Israel, go and speak to King Zedekiah of Judah. He still warns him, and tell him, thus says the Elohim, behold, I will give this city into the hand of King Babylon, the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire, and you shall not escape from his hand, but shall surely be taken and delivered into his hand. Your eyes shall see the eyes of the king of Babylon, you'll see him face to face. He shall speak with you face to face, and you shall go to Babylon, point blank. Yet hear the word of Yah, O Zedekiah, king of Yehuda. Thus said Yah concerning you, you shall not die by the sword. You shall die in peace as in the ceremonies of your fathers, the former kings who were before you. So they shall burn incense for you and lament for you, said, alas, Yah, for I have pronounced the word, says the Elohim. And Jeremiah the prophet spoke. Yes, go ahead.
They're going to do what for him? Burn incense?
Burn incense and lament to him.
We see them in that Chinese movie, right? Every time somebody dies, they put their picture up, they got candles up, and they burn that incense, right?
Yeah, sure do.
Yeah, they certainly do that.
That's an Asiatic Eastern custom.
Exactly.
Especially for people of renown.
Exactly. Well, we don't do that anymore because we don't know the Most High. We don't know ourselves. But we sure will burn up a funeral by shooting into it after you shoot some bullets to burn into somebody. You better believe it. Then Jeremiah.
So this is the idea.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. This is the ideal funeral that this king was supposed to get. Right?
Exactly.
A tribute for a king. That's
exactly
what he was supposed to get.
Right.
Ooh.
But he said you was gonna get you're gonna get a tribute. But you won't be in your land getting that tribute. Okay? Then Jeremiah the prophet spoke all these words to King Zedekiah of Yehuda in Jerusalem. When the king of Babylon army fought against Jerusalem and all the cities of Yehuda that were left against Lachish, Azekah, for only these fortified cities remain of all the cities of Jehuda and the land of Jehuda. And here's how we were treating each other at that time. And if you know the way we're supposed to be treating each other, it wasn't right. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from Yah after King Zedekiah had made a contract with all the people. Now, he was trying to get the people to do right, but wasn't no right in them. Who were at Jerusalem to proclaim liberty to them, their brothers and sisters in captivity under them, that were every man should set free his male and female slaves, a Hebrew man or woman, that no one should keep a Hebrew brother or sister in bondage. Now, when all, we talked about that as far as Jubilee is concerned, all the princes and all the people who had entered into the contract, covenant, that they supposed to be entered into this modern day contract to let their brothers and sisters free, heard that everyone should set his male and female slaves, that no one should keep them in bondage anymore. They obeyed, but it wasn't sincere, and let them go. But afterwards, they changed their minds and made the male and female slaves return. What hypocrisy, whom they had set free and brought them into subjection as male and female. See, that's the kind of love that we show for each other today. Same kind of love, a lack of in this regard. And those times, our ancient brothers and sisters, our fathers and mothers, we still show the same timidity when it comes to each other right now. We have no love or regard for one another. We're like pit bulls when we see each other on sight. The hackles on the back of our shoulders rise, and we love to hate anything that remotely looks like us. We hadn't learned anything, truth be told. That's why the Most High said, you are worse. Therefore, the word of Yah came to Jeremiah from the Elohim, saying, Thus said Yah, the Elohim of Israel, I made a contract with your fathers in the day that I bought them out of the land of Mizraim, out of the house of bondage, saying, at the end of 7 years, let every man set free his Hebrew brother or sister who has been sold to him. When he has served you 6 years, you shall let him go free from you. But your fathers, as we do now, we're in the game. We like to kill one another. We like to prostitute our women. We like to sell drugs to our community. We like to rob and steal one another and sometimes kill. We're the same way and far worse. Your fathers did not obey me nor incline their ear. And see, that has a cause and effect. See, when you're keeping your brothers and sisters in bondage, mistreating them as we are doing in 2022, it has a negative, counteractive part on rebuilding of a nation, the unification and the rebuilding of a nation, because you should accord the same universal respect and common consideration for one another. But if you're trying to...
Yeah.
Right. But when you're trying to subdue and subject your brothers and sisters, or in the case of us trying to kill, mistreat, and dominate, and so on and so forth, the same ill effect is happening. It happened to our ancestors, and it continues to happen to us because it keeps us segregated, religion rise, and any other rise. It does not profit. It is countermeasure to your reunification process or the unification process. Contrary, you have anything to say on that?
Yes, because it's like we do the same thing today in the music industry, right?
Exactly.
Motown was owned by our people. So how did Martha Reeves of the Vandellas die broke and so many of those singers die broke? If it's
exactly
controlled by our people. And it's
right.
Not just Motown that, you know, people cast shades on. You're talking about these new record companies, Babyface. They say he... robbed the people that he was working with, TLC and groups like that. They weren't
right.
Really getting paid what they should have gotten paid.
Right.
And it doesn't benefit us as a people when we do the same thing our slave masters do, but we'll treat each other just like our slave masters do.
Right.
And the beauty of our system is that you couldn't keep a person in bondage or captivity no longer than 6 years. The seventh year, you had to let them go.
Exactly. And we didn't learn that lesson then, and we certainly, by all the evidence, suggest today we don't know that lesson. We keep people in bondage in our so-called communities where grandma can't walk out, little children can't go to the park, you can't go to an adjoining block, you know, at a block party or something. You still keep each other in bondage and subjection. It's true.
And so do our oppressors.
Exactly.
And they talk about they believe in the Bible. But right here, we're saying that the law requires that those who have slaves, especially Hebrew slaves, you're supposed
right.
to let them go after 6 years if you believe in the word of the Most High.
Right.
But you see a Queen of England talking about the 70-something Jubilee. That's what this is all about, when you proclaim liberty for people who have been held in bondage, not to coronate, you know, and acknowledge somebody sitting on a throne for 70 years.
Right. True be told.
I'm sure they still got some slaves in Britain, in England. And
true
Jubilee
be
for them is not letting their servants or subjects go free. Because I still think Jamaica's still subject to England, and a couple of them islands still subject to the Queen.
They're probably paying taxes in some verge or form. It's true. All right. Your fathers did not obey nor me nor incline their ear. Then you recently turned and did what was right in my sight. Okay, you did the right thing. Every man proclaiming liberty to his neighbor. And you made a contract before me in the house, in the temple, which is called. You said this in the temple by my name. Then you turn around and profane my name. Every one of you brought back his male and female slaves, and your Hebrews, whom you had set at liberty at their pleasure, and brought them back into subjection to be your male and female slaves. Therefore, thus said the Elohim, you have not obeyed me in proclaiming liberty, everyone to his brother, everyone to his neighbor. Behold, I proclaim liberty to you, says Yah. And this is what the liberty I'm going to give you, cause your hypocrisy toward one another, to the sword, to the pestilence, and to famine. And I will deliver you to trouble among all the kingdoms of the earth, which he did. That's why we're in the situation we're in now. And I will give the men who have transgressed my covenant, that's my covenant actuality, Yah says, by virtue of this, my covenant, my contract, who have not performed the words of the contract which they have made before me, when they cut off the calf and two and passed between the parsonage. I ain't tell y'all to do none of that. The princes of Yehuda, the princes of Jerusalem, the eunuchs, the priests, and all the people of the land who passed between the parts of the calf. I didn't tell y'all to do that. I will give them into the hand of their enemies and into the hand of those who seek their lives, and certainly were in their hands. Their dead bodies shall be for me, for the bird of the heavens. And certainly we was in those slave fields. And certainly we were during, Reconstruction, hanging list and so on and so forth, and Jim Crowism, not shooting down. And they may find your body and they may not. So we still meat for the birds of the heaven and the beasts of the earth. I will give King Zedekiah of Yehuda and his princes into the hand of their enemies, and we still are. Into the hand of those who seek their life, and we still are. Into the hand of the king of Babylon, army, which has gone back from you. Now they left from you. They left as a result of me. Behold, I will command, says the Elohim, and cause them to return to this city. They will fight against it and take it, burn it with fire, and I will make the cities of Yehuda a desolation without inhabitants. And those cities are not built. They don't have any inhabitants. So they ain't built back all those. Lachish, all those cities, all of our cities in the land of Yehuda, all our cities in Israel, all our cities in the tribe of Benjamin, and all our cities for us, the priesthood, and those six sanctuary cities, they aren't rebuilt, and they have no inhabitants. Truth be told. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Country of Sister Yehudi. And Sister Abby, y'all have the mics.
what did he do in verse 11? So he punished?
Yes, ma'am.
He punished it, therefore, thus said, yeah, you have not obeyed me by me in proclaiming release, each one to his brother and each one to his neighbor. See, I am proclaiming release to you, says God, to the sword.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't funny, but it's funny. Oh, mm-hmm. It's like, look, see, I'm proclaiming release to you, declares Yah, to the sword, mm-hmm. to the pestilence, and to the scarcity of food, and I shall make you a horror to all the rings of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's one little simple act, and they couldn't do it.
Mm-mm. No, they couldn't do it.
And he punished them.
They didn't want to do it.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
They put themselves in a bind by making a vow to Yah. And y'all
mm-hmm.
doesn't take vows lightly.
That's
so you're going to lie to my face, and you're going to say you're going to make this covenant to make my people free, and you're going to turn around and put them right back in bondage. Don't play with me. You know what's going to happen to you? What I promised you, that you're going to die like the other kings of Judah? Now you're going to be placed in the hand of your enemies. Don't play with me. And our people
right.
play with y'all with words. You can fool people. You can play with people with words. You can speak with forked tongues to people. But don't make vows to y'all. And don't keep them.
Right.
What did that say that Abraham Lincoln said, Katya? You can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. And I would say to represent, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool Yah none of the time.
Mm.
And you better watch what you're saying. Watch what you're swearing and vowing and committing yourself to. Because if you're doing it in Yah's face, guess what? You better keep it. And he says you better keep your vows even to your own hurt. So King Zedekiah should have kept his vow even to his own hurt. But like King Saul, he going with the people. Whatever the people do, that's what we're going to do. Not what Yah said to do, but whatever the people say do, that's what we're going to do. So these people were like Vladimir Putin's, what they call him?
Oligarchs.
You're talking about the oligarchs in the nation of Israel. These are rich men who abused our people, right? They made us slaves. We talk about foreigners making us slaves, but our own people made us slaves.
Mm-hmm.
So much.
And y'all did not like it at all.
Right. Show the lack of love and consideration that they had for one another.
So these are the things we have to apologize for to Yah.
Mm-hmm.
Our King Zedekiah, we got to apologize for him. Yah, forgive him. Have mercy on his soul. Give him another chance. Erase his iniquities and transgressions. Make him start out as a baby again and get it right this time. These are the people we got to pray for. King Zedekiah, what you doing out? You messed up the whole deal for everybody in the nation.
Exactly.
A lot of people don't like King Saul, but guess what? You got to pray for King Saul, too. Don't.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because he started out setting the nation on the wrong course.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when we understand our history and what our kings did, then we understand why we have to apologize to Yah for what our fathers did. They did some crazy stuff.
Beyond crazy.
They passing their bodies between two pieces of calf. Like you said, y'all didn't require that. Where'd that come from? You're going to cut a calf in half and then walk through it like that's going to give you a blessing or something?
We're still doing that, Katya. We're still doing that by virtue of calves in so many different ways.
Hmm.
It's worse now because they got you eating the body of Jesus and drinking his blood. To me, that's cannibalism. But in your mind, that's the way for you to get salvation, drinking the blood of a man and eating his body?
Oh, no. You know what they say? Right. No, that's symbolism. That means, and I'm going, no, that don't sound right. Most I've never had that in the Torah or Tanakh. Come on.
That sound like the M.O. of a serial killer like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Like you're trying to get rid of the evidence.
You might write about that country.
Yeah, man. You eating somebody's body and drinking their blood? You on the list with Jeffrey Dahmer, bro.
Yeah.
That's what he was doing.
He eating all the body parts and stuff. So, like I said, he's trying to get rid of the evidence that he did that. Our people doing the same thing. Yeah.
Well, the boy he didn't have to shop too much for meat now, did he? Okay.
No, he sure didn't.
They call that communion, right?
Yeah.
Communion. We're going to come together. We're going to eat the body of Jesus and drink his blood. Really?
And that's really going to make you close with Yah? Okay. I ain't never read that before in so-called Old Testament. Okay.
You know you're not supposed to drink the blood, first and foremost. Why? Because blood is the life of the flesh. So we ain't eating no sheep blood or goat's blood or bull blood. We're not eating that. We dash it against the altar, right? But you telling people to drink the blood and eat the flesh of a man. Really? Wow.
Everything in the trade has a reference to meat and blood. And surely, if that is a metaphor to being connected with JC, you're not supposed to be eating human bodies that are Hebrew. Where do you get that from? Everything connected, disconnected from what Yah says. We do counter-country based upon universal white race supremacy. Because they bought you that God. You didn't even know that God. They brought it to you, and you didn't take it to it like a fish out of water. Well, rather, fish in water. You take it into it.
It's a psychological thing.
That's the saying, like a pig, like slop.
Like a pig, like slop. That's a bunch of slop. You didn't take everything that old guy said, and you didn't twist it around. Enemy had twisted around, gave you through the Nicene Council, through the Roman Catholic Church, a derivative of all the religions, universal thinking, universal white race supremacy. And you walk in there, Nicholas, have subscribed to this, you made subscriptions to this, and you take it to, like my sister said, a pig like slop, and that's slop.
But you can see how effective in our enemy's psychological warfare against us as a people. Mm-hmm. Our people hang on to JC, hook, line, and sinker. Why? Because we've eaten his body and drinking of his blood. So he's inside of us, right?
Oh, that right.
Psychologically, spiritually.
Right.
To make sure you're going to eat this white man and you're going to taste his blood. He's going to be inside of you. But
we
it's a cult of cannibalism.
They can tell us any kind of fairy tale. And we as long as the white man, which way the white man go, long the white man bring it to you. Let Cartrell, let Sister Hootie, let Sister Avia, Eva Adora, anyone else bring the most high. That nigga crazy. But the white man can bring it. Oh, the white man said it. His ice is colder than ours. Man, we crazy as we want to be.
We trust the fourth tongue, don't we?
The serpent seed, we definitely do.
Because he's smooth with his words. He tricked Eve, baby. He's smooth with his words. The Most High said, what about this? Oh, the Most High know better than that. That when you eat this, you're going to be as wise as him. He was smooth with his words. And she believed it, didn't she?
Right. The Native Americans of this land, so-called America, said it quite adamantly when they said white man speak with a forked tongue. That's a snake tongue. Forked tongue is a snake tongue. Okay? And he's damn good at it too. We're just children. Grown children on the Universal Right Race Six. Wrong white mama, wrong white daddy, and wrong us. No y'all. What did thus say? Y'all said, what did white mama say? What did white daddy say? The hell with that nigga Yam Su. He's stupid. He don't know what's up. Yeah, I know what's up. The Most High. And everything else is a bunch of crap. Praise God, bless his holy name.
So you see the results of Stockholm Syndrome. Our captives, they put themselves deep in our subconsciousness with their religious doctrines. Mm-hmm. So we fight an uphill battle with our people.
Yeah.
For sure.
For sure, Pastor. And the evidence doesn't lie, that way. We love to hate anything that remotely looks like us. Write a song about it. Write a rap song about it. Prostituting, killing it. And everything else in the neighborhood. But we are some of the superficial people I ever seen in my life. We good at dapping, clapping, hugging, shaking, dancing. Good at loving one another, listening to one another, heeding one another's counsel. I'm crazy as we want to. Because you know what they said, Contra? When it comes to the revealing of this nation, y'all will gather, not us. You know what it comes? Most of the folks that don't humble submit themselves to y'all. Well, who going to be keeping the money? What are they going to be doing with the money? Instead of, who going to be taking care of one another? What part can I play? Who going to be helping one another? What part can I play? Who going to be trying to unite the nation together? What part can I play? We love to hate anything because we talk that way. That remotely looks like us. And kill it. Write a song about it. It's true.
And think about this. You work 40 hours a week, right?
Right.
Most people running that rat race. Mm-hmm. And before you get your check, they're taking half of it. They call it taxes. State tax,
right.
Federal tax, local tax.
Food
Does that
tax?
Money come back to you?
Gas
huh?
tax. You tax on anything.
Tax when you go shopping in a supermarket.
Right.
Sales
right.
tax, right?
And
do they use that tax money? Do they use that tax money that they've taken from you, half your check, to help your community out?
Yeah, well, now they sent it to Ukraine and the Jewish people.
Ouch.
Like
ouch. They send $3 billion annually to Israel every year, $3
billion. Hmm.
Imagine they send $3 billion every year to our communities across the United States. $3 billion every year.
Well,
Black and African-American communities, $3 billion. We're going to give that every year to y'all. You think people would be in an uproar?
Cartrell, that's good for Hebrew Israelites, conscious Hebrewites who are humble to the Most High, who love one another. That'll work good for them. But Walking Dead Negroes, they'll flood the street. They'll be buying all kind of yachts with some golden ties on it, shooting and riding down the street, okay? That's what they'd be doing, okay? Cap mother food. Ship a horse, flood the street with all the little fire hazards, bottom yachts and skeeting up there, shooting grandma off the porch. Girl be on the top of the decks, twerking. Okay? That's what Walking Dead Negro do.
Sad to say, but you're absolutely right, Yamsu. As soon as we get that money be gone. We're looking for the next year, $3 billion.
You right? Sure, you're right, bro.
But how long they been giving Israel $3 billion a year? How long? How many years? $3 billion per year? For how many years? How much does that add up to?
A long
time. And that's your tax dollar. That's your tax money. That's not coming back to the hood.
Yeah.
But you're talking about the donations we asking our people for. Oh, Babylon's taking too much money from me. I ain't got enough for my own nation.
I'm trying to get that yacht so I can float it up the street with gold trim around it. Have a little Sally Ann and a little cousin twerking on the deck. Then shooting grandma and little Ray Ray and Poopoo off the porch. They scared to come out. Ray Ray and Poopoo. We crazy as we want to be. Especially when you're uncodified with the Most High. You is crazy. I'm going to tell you the truth. You're stupid. Most I say you're stupid. don't say you're stupid. I look at the evidence, don't lie. That's when you're so uncodified, you don't trust the Most High, you don't trust your brothers and sisters, you don't trust anyone that remotely looks like you, you don't love them, you don't love the Most High, you're going to be a monstrosity. And that's what we are. Without the Most High, it's the only thing we can be, a monstrosity. Just like those brothers and sisters were holding our own brothers and sisters in subjection and bondage and lying and made a contract walking through some cows cut in half and talking about like they talking to y'all, lying to themselves and to each other. Say, oh, we're going to do right. We're going to let our brothers and sisters go. Man, you better get on back in the house, wash my dishes. You better get on back in the house, pick that cotton, take that veil. Lying to the Most High all the time. Like Abraham Lincoln said, and I got my twist on it. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but we trust in Yah, and you can't fool Yah none of the time. Stop lying to yourselves and each other. Stop making contracts with the Most High that you know you don't break before the sun sets. If you're going to give a vow to Yah, give a vow to Yah, and even to your own hurt. It's the Most High said. Stop playing with this. This ain't no game. Yah ain't no genie in the lamp. You can read a few scriptures, then go at home, put them on the mantle, then come back and rub on it. Ain't doing nothing else. Ain't doing what the Most High. Just rub it on that lamp. Rub it on that lamp. Ain't nothing coming out of air that you're praising about a bunch of nonsense. Not what the Most High said. But you want y'all to be your genie in a lamp. But you don't want to do what the Most High said in order to get yourself out of this situation. And know how to learn how to treat one another. How to rebuild every nation. That's something serious. Rebuilding a nation is something serious. It ain't about, I'm something special. I'm a special nigga. Y'all remember that time in Gone with the Wind? When the Gone with the Wind first came on, the first when it first started. A wagon, one of them couple wagon was coming down the ramp. And then the brother that was in charge, well, one brother wasn't in charge. But he wanted to be in charge. So he said, quitting time. And the so-called nigga that was in charge, he wasn't in charge of anything, because he didn't own anything. He said, you don't be telling nobody what to do. I'm in charge. I said, went quitting time on the white man land. So the head nigga in charge says, quitting time. You see, we are still in that post-traumatic Negro syndrome. We want to run our master's land. The same type Negroes, when the house was burned down in the master, the Negro run up there, knock on the door, said, master, master, we need to put the fire out. Our house is burning down. Our house is burning down. And we got a bunch of walking dead Negroes and Negroes feel the very same way when it comes to universal white race privilege. We hate anything that looks remotely like us. We hate us. We don't want to work with us. We don't want to trust us. We want to build up on us. And this is part of the mandate that we're required to do. Unify.
Unify. Hey, so,
yes.
We have very good reason for the feelings that we have towards one another. Because we're not looking at foreign nations that put our people in captivity. We're looking at our own people. We point the finger at this one, put us in captivity. No, we look at the kings of Judah. Putting who in captivity? The people of Israel, putting their own people in captivity when Yah said, let them free. Let your brother go free. Can't put the thing at nobody else.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it really started with us. How did you treat your own people? And we treated our own people terrible from the beginning, from jump. And it didn't have to be that way, did it?
No. And it still doesn't. But see, universal white race supremacy used violence against us directly and indirectly. And we are imminent threat to one another, especially when we're not under codification to the Most High. We become an imminent threat. We were a threat to us when we were 10 tribes against 3, and so on and so forth. That's the product, the byproduct of not listening to Yah. You're going to hate yourself, hate what remote looks like you. You'll write a song about it. You'll make your women prostitute on the street. You'll sell drugs to your community, and you would not unify under any circumstances. The moment you unify with that codification under Yah, that's the end result. You're not going to get any unification without humility and bowing down to Yah and doing what Yah requires of you to him and to one another. What you're going to get is a monstrosity and a hot mess, which we are. Now, we can get this way, but you can only get this way the one way, because Yah said, I put you in this situation because of your activities. And here's the only way you're going to get out of that monstrosity toward one another. It's true.
And you know what I was thinking also? You know how everybody always talking about, well, if I give this, what am I going to get out of it? Instead of thinking about how y'all told you what to do to help each other. They worrying about what they going to get out of it and when they give you something. What they think they're going to make. You do that from your heart because that's inside you to do that. That's what y'all is telling us to do to help one another. But instead, you worrying about what you going to get. You going to work for me if I give you that? You going to do this if I do that? It's just ridiculous.
You're right, sister. What's in it for me? Now, what Yah says, Yah, what's in it for me?
You know what the beauty of it is?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's always a silver lining, right, in a dark cloud, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the silver lining is?
What's that?
This doesn't fit any other people on planet Earth but us. We reflect our ancient fathers just like our ancient fathers reflect us. This ain't the Jewish man. This ain't the Arab man. This ain't the European man. This ain't the African. This is us. This is how we act. The same way our ancient fathers act back in ancient times. And we haven't changed. And y'all telling us to change. And he gave us the codification. This is how you're going to get out of captivity. You must change. You can't be like you've been, like your ancient fathers, even if you've got the same exact tendencies. You need to apologize for them, and you need to change yourselves. That's the whole mission of this nation that I've chosen, Judah and Israel. This is what y'all need to be doing, because this is what y'all did, and this is what y'all continue to do. Nobody else on the planet, it's like DNA. DNA don't lie. Do it.
Oh, you're right, brother. And what's the simplest part of that, Katra, and all that equation? What did Yah say that our ancestors did? You did not obey me. And still, some of us do not obey Yah. That's the
Jewish man prides himself on obeying Yah. Everywhere we go, we do Torah. Yeah, okay. That means you ain't Israel. Because we don't do nothing Yah told us to do, even in our own land. So you saying you went everywhere and did what Yah, you did Yah's law, you did Yah's Torah. All right, we Israel. We ain't did nothing. We lost everything. That's
right.
How we know. Yeah. You know, the people that Yah said we would be, hard-headed, stiff-necked. You had to be instructed to love your brother as yourself. Why would you have to tell Israel that? And all the other nations, they know that. That's the code. All for one, one for all. Everybody, if you're Ukrainian, all Ukrainians for Ukrainian. In spite of the crisis that we're facing, we're standing one with another. We've been under crisis for 400 years, and we find a way to stand apart from each other, trying to appease our enemies into liking us or changing their view of us.
Gottrell, my brother, still those Negroes are like on... Going with the wind, gonna be the head nigga in charge, or nothing. That ain't even theirs. Still.
Chasing these dreams that they gave us, which are illusions and our real nightmare. The American dream.
It's been nightmare on Elm Street for us, okay? Ain't been no American dream. Nightmare on Elm Street. And universal white race president is Freddy Krueger. Okay. Slicing it. Keeping you religiousized, bitterized, segregated, obligated, humiliated, and y'all love it.
And you know what he's saying?
Uh-huh.
That's our dream. Come up with your own dream. The American dream is our dream. Come up with your own dream. Yeah,
for white,
that's their dream.
We got Nightmare on Elm Street for y'all. Y'all better believe it.
Mm-hmm. And everybody else who would try to take our dream away. Nightmare on Elm Street, and they ain't playing. They got AR-15s. Right?
Oh, they got the
forget about Freddy Krueger with his 10 claws on his hand. These dudes got AR-15s, huh?
Yeah, they can get into 20.
They more scarier than Freddy Krueger. More lethal than Freddy Krueger.
They'll get you anywhere.
Oh, Michael Myers.
Campus, workplace, any place. Just
Super
like and you still won't follow the rules. You still won't obey Yah. You want to cut calves, make up some foolishness, and walk between them and say, oh, that's going to work. How does it work out?
What are we going to do? We've been loving you. We've been forgiving you for all these years. We've been good citizens. What do you want us to do?
That's what the guy said. The Tops guy, mother, who had he got shot in the Tops market. He said the very same thing.
Yeah. That's who I'm imitating, him.
Right.
You begging your bully to be nice to you. Okay. How that going to work out?
Well, 4 or 2 years of counting, it ain't never worked. It's the definition
okay.
of insanity, according to Alcoholic Anonymous. Doing the same thing. Marching, protesting, crying, begging, joining churches, political parties, and so on and so forth. Ain't nothing changed. According to Alcoholic Anonymous,
you know what?
It's the definition of insanity.
You know what the bully respects? I'm going to tell you if you don't know.
Okay.
A bully respects force. A bully only respects force.
Mm-hmm.
So you being bullied, we've been bullied. They ain't going to respect us until we show them some kind of force. And the only force that we can show them is the powers of the Most High. Our unity with him. And that force will back these bullies up off of us.
But only thing we want to do is sing Kumbaya with them instead of singing Kumbaya with one another. Okay?
So the bully takes your money at school, but you want to go to the party that night with him.
Well, he going to kill you.
The bully's throwing a party. You want an invitation.
You know what, Kaja, you remember that time? I know y'all recollect this. This was his young mother of three, I believe, his sister. And they were part of the athletic program. And she went to this party with Universal White Race Supremacy. Guess what? She didn't come home. They said she jumped off the balcony. That's what they got for you. Stop lying to yourself and each other. Stop begging your enemies to be your friends. They aren't your friends. They don't care to be your friends. They're going to feed you a bag of nonsense, and you're going to eat it up hook, line, and sinker just to get along with lies, false creations of your LOM. How's that working out for you? Huh? And y'all said we are a hate group. No, we hate lies. We hate inequity. We hate folk that want to do wrong to good folk. We hate folk that go into school and shoot little children, go into grocery stores and shoot elders, and so on and so forth. And if I'm going to be a hater, if you're going to call me a hater, I'm going to be a good one then. Okay? It's a time and place to hate. It's a time and place to love. Not loving on your enemies, taking your enemies to be your friend. They ain't never been your friend, and they never will be your friend. Okay? You better obey Yah and learn to love one another. Learn to unite with one another. Go to the site, YahWillGatherUp.us. Go to that site. Understand what nation building is. Understand about what national love for one another, great and small, is. Learn about rebuilding your nation, as the Most High said. Draw yourself together. Turn to me. Pray for your ancestors. Pray forgiveness for yourselves. Learn to do good by one another. That ain't hard. We make everything hard because we want to do everything our way. That's our problem.
We don't see ourselves through the eyes of the Most High. And from his description of what he sees of us, what he calls us? Whores and prostitutes.
Strange whores.
Yeah.
Strange
whores and prostitutes. But, you know, Most High said, my ways are not your ways, my thoughts are not your thoughts. So who did he save when Joshua and the spies went in to take Jericho? He saved Rahab the harlot, didn't he?
Exactly.
People calling her a harlot, but she obeyed Yah, and Yah showed her favor. So Yah will show you that even though I show favor to a harlot, Israel, which you are, a prostitute, if you do the right thing, all you got to do is obey me and get back on track. Clean yourself up, dust yourself off, and get right back on track. But we want to play the harlot role. We want to play the prostitute role.
Stop going around with all these idols and religions and organizations. Start living on Yah. Start being faithful to Yah and one another. Learn what nation building is all about. It starts with your Creator, your Almighty. Start obeying Him and loving Him and loving one another. That's national pride, not gay pride. National pride. Because as a matter of fact, they stole the flag anyway. How you gonna steal the rainbow and make it some swishy swashy thing? Okay. Switching and swatching, got the other boys watching. I don't steal the Most High. That's a contract with the human world. I ain't gonna do y'all like that no more. I'm not gonna water y'all down, drown you out. I got something else for you though. They made it out of something profane. I'm happy to be a punk. I'm happy to be a girly boy. I'm happy to be a girl that want to be a boy. Oh, this is nonsense. Say it loud. I'm gay and I'm proud. I'm humble with the young, okay? I ain't saying nothing loud, and I ain't walking down no punk lane with no bunch of punks. But I'm gay and proud. Now, I don't care how you like them apples, okay? So you want to call me a hate group? Call it like it is. I hate evil. I hate iniquity. I hate people that disobey Yah. I hate people that do wickedness. I hate people that wickedly mistreat old folks, little children, and so on and so forth. Yeah, I hate them. Hate them, hate them. Can't stand them. So if you want to call me
hate. You know what I hate, John Stu?
Go ahead, Katriel.
I hate the fact that they made the Holy Land the capital of the LGBT community. And
are
that begins
they
today.
Nerve. They got some nerve.
That's what I think.
You
want to
say something too, Katriel?
That did. I'm trying to be polite and wait till you finish. That actually we're under punishment now, which you know. I'm tired. Because if they can shoot a pregnant woman 5 times and we don't outcry to the Most High, we're being punished. If they can shoot a young man with a gun thinking, oh, it was a taser. If they can shoot another man that is not armed in the car, why was he going to them? What is evidence? They don't like them. We get shot down every day.
But they won't shoot the mass murderers. The mass murderers, will they?
No.
Every single one of those mass murderers that you mentioned, Buffalo, Texas, Sandy Hook, you name them, them dudes came out unscathed.
As a matter of fact, they wouldn't go in with this bad boy. They let him shoot 8 more, 10 more. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even want to go. I bet it'd been me and Cartrell up in there. They'd have sent the FBI, CIA, the Army, Navy, Marine. They'd have sent the Boy Scouts in there. Everybody would have been on our behind in there. They'd have sent all kind of dogs in there. They'd have sent dogs that found in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have been laughing when they doing it. We got them. We got them, boys. Always true.
But you know, You know that saying, they live by the sword, they die by the sword?
Exactly.
400 million guns. How many people in America? But you got 400 million guns? These people are going out by the sword, and they're going to be taking each other out. The Most High City going to turn brother against brother, and that's what we see. Most turning these people on themselves.
Yep.
Keep trying to fit in.
Keep trying to fit in with them. They will get you too.
And if you think a gun is your security, you're sadly mistaken.
Mm-hmm. I concur.
Well, if don't nobody have anything more to say, we didn't put the bushes out of Jeremiah. It's time to get us a beautiful song about the Most High, so we can get our minds right. Contreras will lead us in study phrases to bless the Most High and obey the Most High. Obey the Most High. All right, Contreras.
Yes, we give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel. And in order to obey Yah, you got to know what he's instructing us to do, right? You got to know the instructions before you can obey him. If you don't know the instructions, how are you going to obey him? Oh, I didn't know he told us to do that. Well, you should have studied. So that's why we study, to find out the codifications. And we see that King David always expresses the codifications between himself and the Most High. And he expresses it so that we could tune in as well. So we give thanks to our Creator who made King David, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and our King, King David, for his ability to put these songs together and put them down and have them last, that we could even enjoy them even in our day and time. Praise Yah. Psalm chapter 34. The title of this is by King David when he pretended to be insane before King Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. So you have to be wise, especially in the face of your enemy. You can't be proud and bold and like, I'm King David, this is what I'm going to do. King David acted like he was crazy so he would not lose his life, which was wisdom at the time because it did preserve him. While he was acting crazy, this is what he said. I will bless Yah at all times. How often you should bless Yah?
All the time.
All the time. Don't wait for a specific day. You're going to wait for Shabbat. You're going to wait for the holy day. No, every day I will bless Yah, and I will bless Yah at all times. His praise will always be in my mouth. So praise Yah. That's what we say, right? Always in my mouth, praise Yah. Give thanks. My soul shall boast in Yah. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. So he's talking futuristic about his soul, right? My soul shall boast in Yah. Oh, that sounds futuristic, King David. Oh, magnify Yah with me, which is what he does every day. And let us exalt his name together. That's what we're supposed to be doing, unity. When we generate the name of Yah, magnify Yah in the midst of Israel, there's nothing like it on earth. We can magnify and praise Yah and exalt Yah and bring the presence of Yah right down in our midst. King David said, I sought Yah. Are we seeking Yah? Raise your hand if you're seeking Yah, because that's what we all should be doing. And he said, if you seek me, you'll find me. And guess what? King David said, I sought Yah, and he answered me. That's his testimony. I sought Yah, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. How many fears?
All.
How many fears you got? The answer is none, because I trust in Yah. Okay, mm-hmm. That's a trick question. All my fears. You should have no fear. You cannot live your life in fear on this earth, all right? If you trust in Yah. If you're seeking Yah. And Yah answers you. Don't worry, I got you. Like he got me. I'm scared of heights. That's one of my biggest fears. It was one of my biggest fears. So, Katria, you scared of heights, Ak, and you want to work in construction where they build 110-story towers? That's what you want to do? Guess what Katria had to build I had to conquer what? How many of my fears? All my fears I had to conquer. And how did I know that I could conquer all my fears? Because I was studying Psalms. Are you studying Psalms? Because Yah delivers you from how many fears?
Oh,
all of them. All of them. You should have none. The only fear you should have is of Yah. And that fear is because of you. If you go to the left or to the right, you know Yah gonna get you, right? That's the fear you should have. So he delivers me from all my fears. They look to him and were radiant. Their faces shall never be covered with shame. All the people that seek Yah, call on Yah, that seek Yah, Yah's going to look to you and you're going to be radiant because he shines his face upon you. He lifts his countenance upon his servants, his people, his saints, which we are. The poor man cried, and don't let them lie to you. Yes, a man is supposed to cry. The poor man cried, and Yah heard him and saved him out of how many of his troubles? All his troubles. Not some, not a few, not a lot, but how many?
All.
All. When Yah says all, he means all, doesn't he?
Hallelujah.
Big and small. Right? This is a secret that we don't know. Verse 7. Yah's angels encamp around those who fear him and delivers them. Did you know that? Raise your hand if you knew that angels encamp around the people that fear Yah. You can't see them. They ain't talking to
they're
you.
They're there.
But guess what? Guess what?
They're there.
Oh, taste and see that Yah is good. Say hallelujah if you think Yah is good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Raise your hand if you're taking refuge in Yah. Because it means woman too.
Mm-hmm.
You taking refuge in Yah? What's your refuge? My bank account. My land raiser.
Oh,
my
God.
AR-15. Okay. You know what my refuge is? The Most High himself. What better refuge than that? Right? Oh, fear Yah, you his saints. There you go. He called us his saints again. This is not the saints that they talk about in the Catholic Church. St. Michael, St. Peter, St. Mary. No, St. Patrick. Oh, no. Do you know who the saints of the Most High is? Yisrael, the prostitute, the whore. Yisrael, the prostitute, the whore. We the saints of the Most High, but we ain't acting like saints, are we?
Mm-hmm.
All right, because we don't fear Yah. If we fear Yah, we wouldn't be acting like prostitutes and whores. Oh, fear Yah, you his saints, for there is no lack with those who fear him. How much lack is with Yah? No lack. You ain't got to want for anything. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek Yah shall not lack any good thing. All right? Seek Yah and you won't lack anything. And that's the thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of Yah. Oh, you have to learn the fear of Yah, don't you? Our people have to learn the fear of Yah, right? But we ain't trying to learn. Who is someone who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep yourself from evil and your lips from speaking lies. Be far from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Yah's eyes are towards the righteous. His ears listen to their cry. I don't know what that background noise is, but I don't know what's up with that. But it seems to come in when Yah showing us the codes. We should be marking these codes down. First code, listen to me. Who's supposed to teach us? Yah's going to teach us the fear of him. Who is someone who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Yah's eyes are towards the righteous. His ears listen to their cry. Yah's face is against those who do evil, to cut off their memory from the earth. The righteous cry. The emphasis is on crying out to Yah. And hears. And he ain't talking about the women. He's talking about the poor men. He's talking about those who love life. Those who depart from evil and do good. He's talking about the righteous crying out. And Yah hears. And delivers them out of how many of their troubles? All their troubles. Yah is near to those who have a broken heart. So it's not a bad thing to be brokenhearted. People don't want to show that they're brokenhearted. But we as a people, our hearts are broken. So many promises broken. So many promises made that hasn't been kept. Oppression and affliction. We are the epitome of a heartbroken people. We won't admit it, but we are brokenhearted people. Yah is near to those who have a broken heart. And save those who have a crushed spirit. That describes us. Our spirit is crushed. We running around like chickens with our heads cut off. We don't know which way to go, what to do. We've lost all the codes. We've lost our roots and our culture. We have been crushed, and our hearts are broken. But many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Yah delivers them out of them all. That's like the fourth or fifth time he said that, right?
Yeah.
Afflictions, troubles, all these things Yah will deliver us out of. Not just some of them, but all of them. We just have to know how to be connected with Yah. He protects all of his bones. Not one of them is broken. And I give thanks and praise to Yah because I grew up in the streets of Harlem, New York City streets, and I was never stabbed, shot. None of my bones were broken. And all I could do is give thanks to Yah because I've seen people get their bones broken, get shot, their life taken out every day right before my eyes. And he protected me. He protects all my bones. I've never had a broken bone. Not one of them is broken. I've never been stabbed or shot. Praise Yah. I know that he protects me. Evil shall kill the wicked. What's going to kill the wicked?
Evil.
What's going to kill the wicked? The evil that they fear, right? It's the evil that they fear that's going to kill the wicked. Reap what you sow. Those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. So there's going to be haters. They talk about, we a hate group. No, you hate the righteous. You're trying to do the right thing before our creator. So you would label us a hate group.
Yeah.
Those who hate the righteous are going to call you a hate group. But you're going to be the one that's condemned because you hate the righteous. And we try to speak truth to the world. The best say of Yah. Yah redeems the soul. Okay. Of his servant. Did y'all catch that? To redeem your soul. When you die, Yah takes that soul back. Doesn't he? That's what redeem means. None of those who take refuge in him shall be condemned. If you're doing the right thing, Yah gonna redeem your soul and place it back in creation. Praise God. For his wonderful work, so as the children of men, in particular, the house of Israel, whom he's chosen among all the nations. We pray that the Most High gives the strength and the wherewithal to see this vision that he has in store for us, and that we step into our part, step into our role, that the Most High might be blessing to his creation, that he might do away with the evil spirits, the wicked people, because evil is going to destroy them. And we pray that our people don't get trapped in the evils of the world today. The Most High thundered in New York, and it's raining. And all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, who controls all the elements, who created all the elements.
Matter of fact, God, just since you mentioned, it is thundering and lightning in Memphis, Tennessee.
Wow. Same here.
In Detroit?
No, it did earlier when I talked to you guys earlier.
Okay.
It's doing it right here now.
So, Jody, do you have any comments on this lovely song?
Yes, you know, how many of us like when, for me, and I do it's personal, but it's an example that we can do. When we leave our home, we're constantly in the mind of the Creator. I know what I do. Because when I walk, there's people around. Anybody could want to harm me. You see what I'm saying? And I always pray to Most High, no one harms me. That I am, you are covering me. Have mercy on me, and I harm no one else. I always say that. And I'm thankful. And thankful isn't just saying it, it's actually being about that person in the action. Why would I want to hurt someone? Why would I want to cut somebody out? Why would I want to get angry? You see, I mean, for reasons, I've seen it. We're all old enough on this platform to see so many horrible, horrible things in our lives. But he has covered all of us, and the ones that are listening, and the ones we don't know, so many others out there. So I pray that he keeps us safe as long as we do what he told us to do, as you say, by the code. Live by the code. Be kind to one another. Go to him. Change. It's a process, yes, but change. Please. The things are not getting better, and it's not. It's not the same old, same old. It is with a lot of things around us. People are walking dead. They don't pay attention. They think, oh, it's going to blow over. I don't know. But I trust in him. Appreciate this platform that we can talk about our Creator freely. I don't care who's listening. Like you say, I don't hate nobody. I just love my people. And we're a threat when we turn to our people. You ever notice that? We are a threat. How can we be a threat when we love our people? How insane is that? But I love my people. So if I'm a threat, so be it. Because I love Israel. Mainly, I love the Most High. Hallelujah.
Praise God. So, Davia.
Yes, I was just thinking back to verse 7, when Katya, you talking about the angels. You know what, I could testify that, and still to this day, I look back and I say, thank you. Yeah, I just keep on praising, because I remember a day living up on the sixth floor, and the window was wide open, and it was a hot summer day. And one of my cousins was goofing around playing, and I was at that window, and he threw a pillow with such force, it made me go backwards, and I was almost going out the window, and my arm just lifted up and blocked me. At that time, I thought I was quick. It was fast that I saved myself. I'm good, you know? But I realized after this, and that was Yah and his angels, the angels. Like you said, they camp all around us. They were protected. Yah protected the righteous. And I just keep praising them always. It don't have to be when you walk out that door that you ask Yah's protection. In your own house, something could happen. So just keep praising them and thanking them. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just praise him.
Praise God. Well, I can't sit on the back the angels and kept around me. Only thing I can say about it, I put them to work quite regular, on a regular basis. You know, that's what fools do. When I was a fool, crash dummy, I suspect those angels, my angel, did a lot of overtime. Praise and bless the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as things are concerned, for us, our king left a template in order to handle matters. Always go to the Most High about your problem first and foremost. Don't take it upon yourself to take any action. And the Most High angels take care of you, and you go seek him for his king. That we used to do it all the time. If it's good enough for a king, I suspect it's good enough for us. Stop doing like the wicked do. They just take it upon themselves to do anything. And the evidence speaks for itself. A monstrosity, an abnormality, a Frankenstein, as Castria calls them, and walking dead Negroes, as we all call them. That's what you become if you don't trust in the Most High and lean on the Most High. And because the end result, as we read about, evil shall slay the wicked. Donald J. Trump going to get him. Vladimir Putin going to get what they get. And those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. So you ain't got to get up on every soapbox and defend yourself. You ain't got to say nothing to wicked folk. So stop getting up. If you getting up on soapboxes trying to defend yourself against the wicked, you need to stop all that. Go to the Most High and let the Most High handle. And inadvertently, the angels going to take care of your righteous with the Most High, and you're obeying the Most High, as Scott Trail alluded to. It's all about obeying Yah. That is the key to this whole mess we're in. The Most High said your ancestors didn't do it, and certainly in some cases, we're not doing it. The key is obey Yah. That's your insurance mechanism. Get protected by angels, get your soul restored. Not going to heaven. Your soul redeemed by the Most High. And then an opportunity of having that very soul restored back into another life, a life form, a human life form. So that's a primary reason, as Katri alluded to, Sister Abby, we should pray for our ancestors. Connect with them. Don't look down on them because you ain't no better. Don't look up to them because you ain't less than. We're all in this together, one for all and all for one. What we're doing by virtue of praying for our Most High, praying to the Most High about our ancestors and their neck, is giving them another chance. And praying for ourselves, we all need another chance. Ain't nobody no better than the next. We all dirty out here. We some strange whores. Accept the title and try to do what's best with the Most High mandated, your duty. Duty bound and more than obligated to do no less and nothing extra, which is, I keep being repetitive and redundant. Gather yourself together, unify, pray to our Father, Abba, Yah, the Almighty, for forgiveness by iniquities by our ancestors and the continuing iniquities of ourselves. Learn to love yourself and remote what remote it looks like you. That is the building process of building anything in a codified manner. Yah has given you the code, the rebuilding code. Yah has given you the code of the redemption code. Yah has given you the code of working together. Get my ear. Cry to me. Pray for your ancestors. Pray for yourselves. You won't get it out of Democratic Party, Republican Party, Independent Party, Green Party, the Gay Rights Movement, the Feminist Movement, or any other entity or organization. It ain't going to make nothing right for you unless you get yourself right with the Most High and you keep yourself right with the Most High. Katria, my dear brother, any closing remarks on anything to say?
Such a powerful chapter that King David left behind. It showed his mindset when he was facing King Abimelech, who's king of the Philistines, and they were a fearsome nation that we had to face. But it showed his confidence in the Most High. He didn't have to fear them. They thought he was crazy. He acted a little crazy. But it's like, now, our enemy sees us as crazy. They call us Black Hebrew identity extremists. You can call us what you want. However, if we lean and trust on the Most High, call on his name, cry out to him in our times of trouble. King David says, Yah will deliver you out of all your troubles, out of all your afflictions. Yah will hear your cry when you seek him, because it's the formula that he used. And it's such a powerful song. It shows us the essence of his spiritual mind, why he wasn't afraid in the midst of all the adversity that he had, but he was confident that the Most High would deliver him out of all his troubles. And the history of it is that, yes, Yah did deliver our king, King David, out of all of his troubles. He could have been arrogant in the face of King Abimelech and said, I'm the anointed king of Israel. You can't touch me, blah, blah, blah. No, but he humbled himself, and they thought he was crazy. But while they thought he was crazy, he's developing this brilliant, magnificent song. And our people need to meditate on this song to gain spiritual strength, to conquer all our fears, to learn how to deal with all of our troubles. What are we supposed to do with our troubles? Every single one of them. We're supposed to cry out and take them to Yah. But that's the science we have to learn. So hopefully, if you learn the science, the 34th Psalm should be something that's like implanted within our spirit. It's a song that we should remember that really gives us spiritual strength. So I give thanks and praise on the meditations that King David gives us. He showed us how he got his internal spiritual strength, and we should apply it because the code is right there.
All right, anyone else has anything to say before we get ready to get out of here?
Good night.
If you got fears, you're fronting. If you got fears, you're fronting.
Uh-huh.
What fears you got? You ain't supposed to have no fears if you know Yah.
You better believe it.
The only fear you should have is of him. And King David said, I'm going to teach you. He said, come, my children, listen to me, which is what we should be doing. We study in Psalms. I will teach you the fear of Yah, who is someone who desires life and loves many days that he may see good. Keep your tongue from evil, instruction. Stop negative talk. And your lips are speaking lies. Don't ever tell a lie. Always speak the truth. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Yah's eyes are towards the righteous. His ears listen to their cry. So if you're making an effort to be righteous, when you have trouble doing that, all you got to do is cry out to Yah. He'll heal you and help you. Can't you see that? Because King David knew he wasn't a perfect man, and he stumbled in his way, but he called out to Yah to correct him in the path of righteousness. And Yah heard him, and he heard his cry. King David let you know that he heard his cry. I know the temptation to say a man ain't supposed to cry, but the tears you can't hold inside. You got to show them to Yah. Show Yah your tears. Yah's face is against those who do evil, to cut off their memory from the earth. Well, you don't want to be in that category.
Praise Yah, Katja. Thank you very much, brother. Thank you, Sister Hootie. Thank you, Sister Abia. Thank you for other listeners and callers who come to humble themselves before the Most High and obey the Most High. I'm not talking about your mama, sister, brother, any other. I'm not talking about Yom Su. I'm not talking about your splendid leader. I'm talking about your only leader, Abba, our Father, the Almighty, Yah. Obey Yah. Obey Yah. Obey Yah. We love you. May the Most High bless you. As a matter of fact, we suggest you get you a new thinker, too. A heart and spirit like King Dawood. The Most High said King Dawood has a mind after my own heart, a heart after my own mind. But either way, it's one and the same. It's not that lump of meat in your chest. It's that innate nature in you. That innate nature of you. That innate goodness in you. That wicked people will fail to see it because they can only see wickedness in their eyes. They'll never see the good in you. Look at yourself through the eyes of the Most High. Stop looking at yourself through the eyes of universal white race supremacists. These are all walking dead Negroes. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom. And good night. Aviyah, Yehudi, Kadriel, shalom. Good night to the people.
Well, shalom, family, and good night. And I pray that Yah keep blessing us with his love, mercy, and his protection, and also his patience. And stay prayed up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to leave y'all with a quote from King David. He says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Yah delivers him out of them all. Praise Yah. Give thanks. So Yah has delivered us out of all of our afflictions. We need to call on him. So call on Yah anytime you can, when you can, anytime you have trouble.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
So, Judy, you're going to say praise him and that's it?
Yes, I said just praise him. Y'all said so much. I'm just thankful. when I'm talking.
That's good enough for me. I didn't want to cut the mic on you. I didn't want no trouble, okay? We love y'all. Shalom and good night.
Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north to the south and south. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, mercy, mercy me. Things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are alive. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they what about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from men? Can't you stand?